I'm just really a big proponent of issuing them a challenge. I'll tell them to go do a very specific thing of writing a story or practicing a poem or something. And the hook is always to put it on a creative Tony so they can keep it forever.
Welcome to The Art of Fatherhood, a podcast that takes you on the journey of fatherhood. Now here's your host, Art Eddy.
What's going on, everyone? Art Eddy here for the Art of Fatherhood podcast. And on the line, I'm very happy to have once again, I love having return guests to see how they're doing in their fatherhood journey and what they're up to. Drew Vernon from Tony's. Thanks for taking the time to chat with me, Drew. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, Art. It's great to be back and nice to talk to you again.
Yeah, man. I can't wait to talk a little bit more about fatherhood. There's some things that happened in your life that was cool and fun and new adventures and all that. But I got to have to start off by saying, man, I saw the news on Tony's, and if people aren't following you guys, go to tonies.com, that's T-O-N-I-E-S.com, and just follow them on all social media handles. For if you, you know, you're in this parenting space, you're listening to this parenting podcast, Tony's gets it right. And I saw recently you guys teamed up with LeVar Burton, Mr. Reading Rainbow. Of course, people might know him from Star Trek Next Generation. I had a chance to interview him a while back about father. Great guy. But when I saw you guys collaborate with him, I'm like, Tony's knows what's up, man. So talk a little bit about this awesome team up with LeVar Burton, sir.
Yeah, sure. Super exciting time. You know, it wasn't long after I started at Tony's that I started to think of who would kind of represent the brand really well. And I wanted somebody who was a natural fit. And so I was drawing back upon my childhood, you know, being a kid of the 90s and growing up, you know, watching PBS, watching LeVar Burton, and just he's built such a great equity in the love of storytelling and promoting childhood literacy that, you know, he was my dream target for a brand ambassador. So we got in touch with his team and, you know, we went through all the hoops and got him under contract, and he really took to the Tony box super well. It's right in line with, you know, his passion, his enthusiasm. And so we were able to bring that together with him and go live last week, which also happened to be his guest hosting on Jeopardy week.
Yeah, great job with the synergy on that, sir. I love that. And of course, LeVar and you guys both encourage in reading, and you guys are doing a really cool challenge called Read to Your Child Challenge. Well, it's a fun contest that families can participate. Talk a little bit about the Read to Your Child Challenge and how families can support you guys, but also participate in it.
Yeah, so we're really fortunate to have, you know, this in place actually right now. LeVar has challenged everyone to find their favorite childhood story and to read it to their child and to post it, to follow, you know, Tony's on Instagram. And we're going to choose one lucky winner is actually going to receive an in-person story time visit from LeVar himself. He's going to go to the child's school and do a storybook reading of his book, The Rhino Who Swallowed the Storm, and also making a donation of 25 Tony boxes for the school.
Love it. And obviously, if people go to tonies.com, they can check out where, you know, where to go. And of course, if people want to type in the whole address, of course, we'll put up links here at artoffatherhood.net, but it's tonies.fun/LeVar contest. I love that. And again, kind of going with the team up with LeVar, I'm a collector. You know, when we were kind of, you've seen my, you know, my office, I have a lot of collectibles and stuff. The Tonys, not only do they have great icons you can put on there, but you guys are creating one for LeVar, right? Talk a little about it. It's going to be out in September, I think, right?
Yeah, this is a really cool collaboration. So, you know, we brought him on as the brand ambassador, and I thought, well, you know, he's got a great voice with all of his experience on Reading Rainbow. He actually has a really popular podcast called LeVar Burton Reads. It's focused on adults. And so I thought, you know, maybe we could bring something for kids. And so he does a reading of his book, The Rhino Who Swallowed the Storm, which teaches kids how to deal with difficult topics. And then we've also got him reading a few other tracks that are designed around social and emotional development in kids.
Like I said earlier, man, you guys think of everything. And I love that. This year has been definitely hard with everything that's going on right now. But I want to know, like, I think Tony's is a great way for parents and families and grandparents just to connect, you know, aunts and uncles, all that good stuff is a great way to, you know, connect with families. Maybe they haven't had, you know, face to face, but Tony's is a great way to have that connection where maybe an aunt and uncle, grandfather, grandmother can read a story and all that. Last year, you guys have, you know, rolled out some new stories, new characters and all that. Talk a little bit about what you have seen and the company has seen from different parents and families, from the response, from all the new stuff you guys kind of been rolling out.
Yeah, it's been a whirlwind. As a reminder, we've got kind of two sides to the Tonys. We've got the content Tonys, which come preloaded, and then the creative Tonys. So on the content side, we've been launching more and more characters. We've launched Peppa Pig. We've launched Winnie the Pooh, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Monsters Incorporated. So we continue to fill out our portfolio, and we'll continue to do so. Some of our best ones are coming for the holiday period. So I'm super excited about that, just to give a library for kids to listen to different songs, different stories, and really promote kind of like the edutainment side of the business. And then we also have the creative Tonys, which I mentioned, I think last time I was on. Those are the blank ones that you can preload with your own content, or that grandparents can, you know, read their own bedtime stories and provide for children. So we continue to promote that. We just did an event with the Ronald McDonald House charities up in Minneapolis. We did a donation event there, but we're really just trying to promote connection between parents and children and grandparents as well.
Oh yeah. Again, you guys do such great work, and it's an honor to work with you guys and just to seeing what you guys are doing. And I remember the person that won last year when we gave one away. I've got, you know, a few emails from that, you know, winner being like, this is so great. You know, my child loves reading. She said, like, you could see the awe and inspiration and just love of reading kind of swell up in her eyes. And it was just great. So again, I really appreciate what you guys are doing. I think reading is so important. And again, you guys teaming up with LaFar is just another home run. And, you know, in my family, we love reading. We love kind of making our own stories. And I think this is such a great way to inspire kids to read, and the way you guys present things and how much different ways you can have fun with your family and, you know, relatives is great. So I love that. And as I mentioned earlier, man, you had some new adventures happening with you and your family. Talk a little bit about what happened since the last time we talked. You moved somewhere, right?
Yeah. So it's been a really busy year and a half. You know, COVID has changed things for all of us. I basically got stuck in Connecticut, where I was living, once I moved from my prior job to this one. And the intent was to get closer to family back west. And so that took a little time with COVID, but this summer we were actually able to complete our move from Connecticut to Utah. So I've just spent basically the last 4 to 6 weeks traveling. We drove from Connecticut to Utah, which is its own kind of road trip story. It's fascinating to see, you know, all parts of the country, and then trying to get settled in here and also hopping around to some family reunions and things. So it has been really disruptive, but it's also given us a lot of family time together, for better or for worse. So we've really learned a lot about each other and close quarters, and had some really good times with the kids.
Nice. And I'm guessing probably Tony's has come into play when you guys were moving, just to, like, you know, keep the kids occupied while you guys were kind of like packing and all that good stuff, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I've got three kids, 11, 8, and 5. And I'm surprised, you know, the older ones, they don't necessarily go find the Tony box like my 5-year-old does. You know, you can give her a new Tony and she'll put it on the box and just love it from the beginning. My older kids, they need to be prompted a little bit. And so I'm just really a big proponent of issuing them a challenge. I'll tell them to go do a very specific thing of writing a story or practicing a poem or something. And the hook is always to put it on a creative Tony so they can keep it forever. Nice. But, you know, if they're ever bored or bumming around the house, like, I get them to work on doing something creative that can be captured on a creative Tony.
Nice, man. So good. And, you know, also too, just with, you know, just for me and my family, my wife and my two daughters, we've been trying to be more creative. We're creating different stories together. Like, we do like 10 minutes, we start writing our own story. Then, like, after the 10 minutes is up, we, you know, 5 minutes, we each get 5 minutes for three more rounds, and we'd all, like, kind of finish everybody else's stories and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Or we'll be doing Dungeons and Dragons, create our own story, role playing games like that. For you, what is something that, I mean, this has been a tough time, but, like, of course you had to move, and a lot of things you said, like, you know, meeting up with family, which is great. But what is something that you have found that during this time you and your family kind of bonded on? Is there something, whether it is reading, whether it's hiking or whatever the case may be, was there something that you guys kind of found that, like, oh, we all like this and this is a great way to bond together?
I think with just us traveling around so much, it's just been embracing kind of like always being on the move. So, you know, my kids got very accustomed to the backseat of the minivan. And so, you know, we did have a limited amount of screen time as kind of like a last resort. I won't make any lies there, but, yeah. You know, we did a surprisingly good amount of like screen free time in the car. And so, you know, we played the license plate game and nice. Found like, I think we found all the license plates except for Hawaii. And so that was fun. I also just like my 5-year-old is very observational. So she'll like observe something. Like she noticed that the clouds were covering the mountains this morning. And so we just like made a little bit of a story out of it. So it's really just going back to like, it's almost like improv of like somebody says one thing and then you just riff. And my 5-year-old is probably better at it than any of the other kids or myself, but we just had a, you know, 3 or 4 minute conversation about the foggy day outside. And it was just a small little thing. And it was just like so meaningful to like actually spend that time together and talking about something creative.
Nice, man. The license plate game or certain games you can like play together as a family on a road trip or when you're moving and all that. Of course, as always, I always love, you know, bringing people on to, you know, do the fatherhood quick five. So we're going to finish off with that. Favorite family movie right now? I mean, things can change in within a year. But like, favorite family movie, what is it right now?
Yeah, I'm surprised how many times my kids have watched the Sonic movie. And I watched it with them the first time. And then every other time, it's just been me listening to it from the front seat.
Yeah.
And it's kind of funny because they like, you know, Sonic, the character. I really just like Jim Carrey. And there's just a lot of like vintage like Jim Carrey that he brings into it. So like, yeah. Even though I'm not watching it, just listening to it, I still have to chuckle.
Oh, man. You know, or even before we started recording, I was talking about when I lived in New Jersey, my family's in New Hampshire. So we would drive, do that weekend trip to New Hampshire from New Jersey. And yeah, I had to load up the van, put up some movies, and I'd hear Frozen or when they were really little, Strawberry Shortcake like shorts. And it was just like, you know, on repeat. And I'm like, I know exactly what they're going to say next. I know. So like you saying like how you're listening to the movie is so, it's like, that's like living the dad life right there, right?
That's right. You know it.
Favorite song right now? Do you guys have a favorite family song or is there an artist you couldn't wait to introduce your kids to?
They actually introduced me, and it's just a total earworm. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's called Cat Sit on You. Look it up. It's from the Story Pirates. And I have not, you know, my 3 kids are a pretty broad age, but yeah. It's one that they all love. They'll all sing to. It's called Cat Sit on You by the Story Pirates. And it's a great song.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, we're here in North Carolina. We went all the way west to Asheville and it was a long car ride, but we had a good time. And I actually put in a mixed CD from back in my radio days and it was so eclectic. It had like Usher to Spice Girls to NSYNC to everybody. And there was one song by Neil Diamond, Sweet Caroline. And like when it first started off, my youngest is like, and she's into Stevie Wonder. She loves jazz. And she's like, is this a Christmas song? And I don't know why, but it made me laugh so hysterically because I was like, nah, no, but I love where your head was at. So having those songs and, you know, I think just like reading, music is a great way to bond with the family. So I appreciate that. With everything you got going on with Tony's and, of course, the move, it's probably hard to have a vacation, but describe the perfect family vacation. Where would it be?
Well, we just kind of had the perfect vacation a couple of weeks ago. We went up to Bear Lake, which is on the Utah-Idaho border. Mm. And we had a little Airbnb and they had a little pond out front with like a zip line. And, you know, we had all these day trips planned, like getting out to the actual lake. But my kids just wanted to play at that little pond. And they, you know, sat in the kayaks and zip lines basically the whole day. So that was kind of like a perfect, perfect vacation. Nice. For me.
Oh, that's fantastic. And then last time I asked you my favorite family book or favorite kids book that you're reading, this is just for you, man. And again, it could be an audiobook, especially with traveling and, you know, doing all this other stuff. Favorite book that you were reading recently, you know, it doesn't have to be like last week or this week, but is there a book that you're digging right now?
So I read mostly nonfiction. And the latest book that I've been reading is called 21 Lessons for the 21st Century by Yuval Harari. And it's really interesting to get his take on where he thinks we're going as a society. But as I read through it, it's just something's a little bit off for me just because it's all written without the COVID lens of how that's changed everything. And so it just, reminds me that, you know, you can always make predictions about how things will go, but there can be, you know, these once in a generation game changers, that just turn everything on its end. And I really think that's kind of what we're experiencing right now with COVID.
No doubt. Great. Yeah. Great insight right there. I appreciate that. And lastly, top three words you hope your kids would use to describe as a dad, what would they be?
This is always the one where I'm like, I think of it. And then I think of like all the things that I'm not doing, but a good prompt, you know, I would hope my kids would say that I'm loving and that, you know, I'm attentive and that I'm thoughtful, because, you know, just even, you know, I grew up in Utah before leaving 11 years ago for business school, and just being back for 3 weeks, it's been like a time warp for me, because I realized like all the things that have happened the last 11 years, and I've come full circle, and I'm just getting like flashbacks, and it's just like pointing out to me like how quickly time goes and like how quickly kids grow up. And so I'm trying to remember that every single day, because like my kids are, you know, taller now than they were, you know, a month and a half ago in Connecticut. So I need to remember that like every moment is precious with them.
Nice, man. Love that. People, make sure you support these guys. Tony, that's TONIES.com. And also, while you're there, go to that contest to have LeVar like your school and just all of those good things. I mean, LeVar Burton, Tony's, you know, LeVar and Tony's are just built for reading and creating imagination. So this is a match made in heaven. Drew, always a pleasure chatting with you. And, as you know, it was great to kind of catch up, see where you're at with you and your family. You know, it sounds like you guys have been on some great adventures, and especially with Tony's, you guys are just knocking out of the park every time. And I, you know, it's great to see you guys grow and succeed. And just every time you have a collaboration, I'm like, yep, that's another match made in heaven. So keep the great work over at Tony's. I know a lot of people in this parenting space that I talk to love what you're doing, but I just, again, it's great to have you back on again. And I wish you guys continued success.
Yeah. Thanks so much. I'm a big fan of the work that you're doing as well. So it's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Art of Fatherhood podcast. Leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts and go to theartoffatherhood.net.